Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all today? You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence, and I am your host, Karen Florence, and we have a really sweet show today. I'm really looking forward to the show, especially for all of the coaches that I have following me. We have a really great guest, and we're going to get to her in just one moment. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Our website is www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. If you want to go there, you can follow along. You can find information about our guest today and about our past guests, listen to past shows. And of course, check out what's coming up and look at the Tabula Rasa coaching team. I just would like to announce that we are closing down registration for Vision Quest Italy, and thank everyone for their comments and participation, and we're really excited. We are also now going to be planning 2014 workshops and trips really around the globe. So start watching our website. We're going to be making some final decisions over the next few weeks about where we're going to go. Of course, we're going to go back to Italy, but I believe we're going to be going to Portugal. It's possible we're going to be going to Morocco. And of course, we'll be doing some domestic trips and workshops as well. So we'll keep you posted as we move forward with that. My guest today is a real treat, and I've heard about her name is Paulette Rao. Let me throw that out really quick. And I heard about her via LinkedIn and also via the coaching community in New York. So let's bring her onto the show. I'll tell you a little bit about her. So Paulette, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Karen. It's really great to be here.
Yeah, so let me just give our listeners a little bit of information about you. You, of course, have been a coach for a very long time. You do executive coaching, and you are also a professor at NYU in the Professional Coaching Certificate Program. And
that
I know that
true.
You do classes at NYU, and you also do a lot of teleclasses. You've got a coaching company called True North Resources?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to now invite you. Jump in, tell us a little bit more about yourself and about your coaching.
Sure. Sure. I can start with a little bit of background. I think you covered some of it, most of it. Yeah, I've been coaching for a while now. Let's see. I first started my coaching studies at NYU in 2005. So I've officially been coaching since then. And actually, I've gone to a few coaching skills after NYU because I didn't feel quite confident and prepared after just, honestly, after 100 hours of training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went on to get trained with a few other schools, which I can share later if it's relevant to your audience. And yeah, so I'm a coach educator now. I'm also a leadership coach. And I mentor coaches to get credentialed, because I went through the process myself, and it can be daunting. It can be daunting in terms of the paperwork, et cetera. And it just became clear to me that once I navigated that process, I wanted to help other people do that. So I have a program called ICF Credentialing Made Easy, which I run twice a year for people like me who want to get an ICF credential. And you're right, I do run teleclasses on topics and theories around coaching that are really close to my heart. I think every coach has certain affinities, certain schools of thought that they're really drawn to, things that really resonate for them. So I find that my teleclasses are very much representative of who I am and how my coaching model and style has been informed. And yeah, I run about 12 teleclasses on topics that are near and dear to my heart.
Well, and we're going to be talking about one that is near and dear to my heart, and that is how the brain works. And,
yeah.
You know, any client and any of my colleagues know I'm always saying if we understood the way our brains work, we could let ourselves off the hook for a lot of things. So today
exactly.
You're going to be talking with us about the neuroscience of the brain, and then we're going to segue into the cognitive function. And, you know, one of the things as I was making notes for the show is I wanted to bring up cognitive dissonance and how that really affects us in almost every aspect of our lives. So let's begin with the neuroscience. Just, you know, jump in. Let's hear about
absolutely.
That.
So, you know, typically the first thing when I teach in the professional coaching certification program at NYU on day one of coaching school, a lot of students look at me cross-eyed when I say, okay, the first theoretical piece of information that we'll look at that informs coaching is neuroscience. And they sort of go, huh? But as you said, Karen, when we really understand how the brain works, we then understand how coaching works, and then we understand how to work with our client's brain, because in essence, that's what we're working with, their brain, their heart, their soul. But their brain is really an important organ to figure out in order to help them facilitate the kind of change that they want, which is usually transformational change, not to-do actions, not, you know, linear type of change. So understanding the brain helps us understand why coaching works and how it works. And it allows the coach to be much more effective, I feel, in impacting their growth.
Let's dig into that a little bit, because we always say that coaching is not like having a cup of coffee and having a conversation with a friend, and it is not like therapy. It is a different thing, and it really comes down to this brain neuroscience thing. So let's dig in a little bit. What is it specifically? Give us some examples about how coaching really gets to the bottom of this neuroscience.
So what you just said is so true. Often, regular conversations can be circuitous. You might get where you're intending to go, but it might take a long time, and there might be many pit stops. If one understands how the brain works, which we'll dig into in just a moment, they'll know how to frame out the parameters for a conversation that goes from point A to point B in the least amount of time with the least amount of effort. Now, we're not saying that coaching should be fast and simple, but we are cognizant of the fact that oftentimes we only have an hour a week with a client, or that somebody's been dealing with something for 10 years or 5 years or 6 months, and it's been a dilemma. And with coaching, we can really help them unlock an insight in their brain in 7 minutes, 20 minutes, and an hour, if we really understand how the brain works, which we still haven't talked about, right? So the first thing is that, well, I break it up into six little pieces, because I like to take big concepts, Karen, and chunk them down. So if I may, I'd like to share with you how I think about this in six little chunks. Is that all right?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah? All right, so the first little chunk is that we all think in maps. So if I said, you know, think about a banana, the map of a banana in your brain is not stored in one discrete place. It's not one point of light. It's actually many points of light. You might think about the time you saw in vaudeville that someone slipped on a banana. You might think of the time you went to the zoo and you saw monkeys eating bananas. You might think of, oh, I once had a banana colada on vacation, what have you. You might hate the taste of a banana. You may love the smell of a banana. Again, you have all these points of reference for banana. And that's just the word banana we're talking about here in your brain. And all these points of light are connected, and they create a map. So that's what a brain map is. It's all the points within the brain that refer to something, an event, an object, what have you. So we think in maps is the very first thing that coaches should know. And the reason that's important, it doesn't seem important in and of itself, but the reason it's important is that, Karen, for example, you and I were born in different areas to different parents, in different socioeconomic conditions. We were educated in different places, had different friends. So our maps are very, very different. In fact, we're all like snowflakes. Everyone's brain is different. It has to be. None of us are alike. Even twins, they sometimes get socialized differently if you take them apart. So the point of that is that if our maps are very different and no two brains are remotely alike, how could we possibly have an answer for another person? Or how could I really work out for you, Karen, how to find, and I'm just going to give an example here, your soulmate, or which coach training you want to take next? So I have to recognize that I have to work with your brain maps, and my job is to facilitate the opening up and the looking at of everything that's stored in your brain in order for you to have that insight by using reflective questioning. And any advice?
I'm going to interrupt you here because we are about 1 minute from a break, and I really love this. So we are going to be coming up on a break in about 30 seconds, and I want all the coaches who are listening to run and get their paper and pencil because this is such great information. And it really drives home this very first point that as a coach, we don't know and cannot give anyone their answer. What we do is help them find their own answer. And you really explained that so beautifully in this very first point. So we're going to come back and hear point number two as soon as we come back from our break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence and WBLQ 1230 out of Westerly, Rhode Island. I was just up there a few weeks ago, and I'm going to be heading up there again in 2 weeks. I can't wait to get up there. We are speaking to Paulette Rao today, and what a treat. And I hope all of you coaches who are listening, and I know that there are coaches listening because I get emails and texts from you, that you've gone and grabbed your paper because she is giving us such great information. So, Paulette, let's pick up where we were at. We were on the brain is a map, or we think in maps.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you 6 points. And the first point is that we do think in maps. Information is not stored in one discrete place in our brain, even for something as silly as a banana. The second point is our maps are very different, which means our brains are very different. No two brains are remotely alike, yet we think we can solve a problem for someone else. We think that giving advice is useful. And, you know, while it's generous on our part, it may not be useful because it may not register for another person's brain based on how uniquely wired they are. They're not making the same connections as you are. So as a coach, if we want to be really effective, rather than telling someone what to do or giving an assignment or giving advice, we can work with them through reflective questioning to get them to look at their own maps. Often, they have two brain maps in a dilemma. Clients will come to us and say, I'd like to get fit, but I don't know where to start. Or I'd like to get organized, but I don't even know how to do that. So that's two brain maps in dilemma. I want to be organized. I don't know how. So the point is that if our maps are very different, and I just say to the client, well, you know, what works for me is I use this great app on my Mac called Things, and you can fill it in with everything you have to do, and that may not work for someone else because they're wired very differently. In fact, there was a study done with magnetic resonance imaging of six people, looking at the word blue written in green. And the picture of the six brains is so wildly different, it would blow your mind. So if you have a pen, jot it down and look that up on the internet. Perhaps I can send you this photo, Karen, later to send out to the listeners if they'd like it. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just the word blue or the word banana. Now, imagine if we're talking about career, CEO, race, gender, soulmate. Imagine the types of connections that we each have that we really can't understand the other person's brain, nor should we try to. So the third piece of information is that the brain hardwires whatever we think and do repeatedly, meaning more than once. So if you've listened to this show once before, you knew how to dial in and or click on to listen to Karen. But if it was your first time, you might have said, oh, gee, what do I have to do here? Do I go to her website? Do I dial a number? What do I click? Where do I do it? But once you do it, your brain hardwires it. It's your brain's way of being efficient. Can you imagine waking up every morning and having to brush your teeth? No. So this is what the brain does for us. It's fabulous. It hardwires everything that gets stored. All these maps we've been talking about, they're hardwired in us so that we can use our prefrontal cortex, which is this small part of the brain. It's only 4% of the brain, believe that or not. And that's the part of the brain you're using right now to listen to us and to comprehend and to take your notes. So the part of the brain that's not hardwired is 4%. That's the executive center, the center that does the learning and the thinking and the digesting of this information. Now, why is this important to know? Because hardwiring is often, and this is the next chunk, hardwiring influences what we see. Our perception is driven by hardwiring. That's why you and I can both look at the same topic and have different completely different philosophies about it because of our hardwiring. So in coaching, this is really important to know. So somebody's perception is driven by their hardwiring. So what you've got to work with is, what are those maps? What do they value? What have they learned? What do they believe is true? Who do they hold themselves to be? What are their truths? What are their mindsets? All these things that we learn in coaching school. But neuroscience helps us understand why these questions are important, why this is so important to know, and why we have to go slow in coaching if we want to help someone with whatever the dilemma is. Because we first have to get someone in the driver's seat of their own brain to take a look at their own. I call it unpacking a suitcase. They have to unpack the suitcase of everything that's in their brain. You know, do you ever come back from a vacation, you unpack the suitcase, you lay it all out, and you say, oh gosh, I took more maybe than I needed. I didn't need this, but next time I should bring two of that. Gee, it was colder than I thought. Next time I'll throw in a sweater. So when you unpack that suitcase and you look at it in retrospect, you get to refine. You say, useful, not useful. I'll take this. I'll put it with that. So we have to, as coaches, ask questions and stimulate reflection where people look at their own hardwiring, which is hard if you don't have a coach, because hardwiring, and now here's the other thing about hardwiring, it's subconscious. 90%, I couldn't believe this when I first learned it, 90% of our thinking, some scientists argue that it's 95% of our thinking, is subconscious hardwired thinking. That only 5% of our day is spent in what we as coaches call presence.
You know, I just want to throw something in here about this.
Yeah,
you know, my tagline for Tabula Rasa Coaching is question the unquestionable. Mm-hmm. And that question itself is very puzzling. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. We go through our day, every day, doing 90% of what we're doing without questioning. Question the unquestionable.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. I do love your tagline. And I thought of that. Yes. You know, and Karen, it's frightening to think that we're going around 90% of the time on autopilot, because especially as coaches, we're particularly aware of how important to us and to our clients evolving is, growing, learning, transforming. Because our culture, our world is well, first of all, demanding it of us. And we're demanding it of ourselves. We're really saying, you know what? I need to evolve in order to keep up with what's happening. I need to be the kind of person who can learn and grow and adapt. Because at work, it's changing rapidly. How we communicate with each other is changing rapidly. And a lot of us are on the autopilot. I know people to this day who still, their subconscious wiring, they're Luddites. They still, you know, you won't believe it, they still don't know how to work a computer. They have trouble with a cell phone. They don't text. It's because they're hard, you know, it's hard to make this new wiring.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, so I'm getting ahead of myself, actually, but so only 5% of our thinking is like this conscious thinking. And I like to say, Karen, I'm sure, you know, I don't reach it every time, but my goal when I coach is, oh gosh, I want this to be their 5% that day. I want that 1 hour or 45 minutes to be, I want them to be as present as possible. Mm-hmm. I want to be as present as possible. And I do everything in my power to give them that gift, because it's only in that tagline that you have, in that question, that transformation can occur. It's only when we stop, when we pause and say, wait, I don't want to be an autopilot. I want to, what if this wasn't true? What if there was another way to do this? What if I could be another way? And that's where the big answers lie. So I think we as coaches have to be present. And we have to constantly work on being more and more present. And I think we have to invite presence to our clients and help them explain how the brain works, because it's through the presence that they can make the change. It's not through the automatic, because that's what they're on when they're coming to us with the dilemma.
Yeah, you know, we're about 1 minute to break again, and it's flying by, and I just love everything that you're saying, and I can imagine all of the coaches listening just scribbling frantically to write every word that you're saying down. You know, when I work with a client, I start right from the beginning. I work with the way the brain works. So I get them set up for the idea that we are going to be doing something a little bit different. In the last 30 seconds or so that we have, how do you start with your clients, getting them ready for this new way of actually thinking and being?
Mm-hmm. I do an exercise with them at the beginning of the call, which I call clearing the space, which allows us to identify anything in the background that's distracting us, to name it, to name the emotion tied to it, and to make a declaration to put it aside. And that does help create the stage for awareness of presence.
And awareness is really important. You know, I always recommend to my clients that they should start doing meditation of some sort, because really, right at the beginning, they're not even sure what awareness is. Mm-hmm. You know, they're used to just simply going through their day on that autopilot. And when we actually slow down and start being aware of what we are doing, things start to shift and change. So yep. When we come back, we're going to pick up the very tail end of these six points about the brain and neuroscience and start our discussion about how we, you know, as coaches, start working with clients through them. So you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Our call-in number today is 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, Paula's going to tell us about the book that she's giving away at the end of the show to a caller. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence, and today we have a wonderful guest, Paulette Rao. She is a professor at NYU, and she is teaches at the coaching professional coaching certificate program. She's talking to us today about neuroscience. So, Paulette, we are on point number five, I believe.
Yeah, just about. So why don't I just recount them real quickly so no one loses place. So number one, we think in maps. Two, our maps are very different. And three, the brain hardwires what we think and do repeatedly. And the fourth was the one we just discussed before break. Perception is driven by hardwiring. And I'd like to just give you an example of that. Think of the placebo effect, where in the study, some people got a painkiller and some got a sugar pill. Yet, some of the people who received the sugar pill said, as a result of receiving it, they felt no pain. Mm-hmm. So our perception is driven by what we have hardwired. We have hardwired that painkillers kill pain. So if someone gives you a sugar pill but tells you it's a painkiller, your pain may feel mitigated. So that's exactly what we mean by perception is driven by hardwiring. Another good example of it is a study that was done called Pygmalion in the Classroom. So the educators out there know about this one. It was done in 1968, and teachers were told that they were receiving a group of gifted children. But in fact, the children were just chosen at random. And then at the end of the term, when they went back to test the children, their IQ scores had actually improved.
Hmm.
And that, isn't that interesting, Karen? Because as coaches, we do that with our clients. We believe in their potential. And because we do, the whole situation shifts.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to make a comment there. As a coach, when I don't care who it is, whoever comes before me as a client, right from the beginning, I see them as magnificent. And it really is shocking to them when I say that, because we don't see ourselves that way, but we all are magnificent. And how I view a person, definitely, so this is for all of us, how we view others is how we will treat them. Mm-hmm. So it is, that's just a little cue for the coaches out there, for everyone, actually.
Right. I teach that the coach's mindset needs to be that people have potential. Coaching can catalyze change, and an effective coach can create the conditions necessary for good coaching to occur. And I think if you don't have that mindset, if you don't, as you say, think your clients are magnificent and capable of sustainable transformational change, then it's you're not setting yourself or them up to win. Dan Goleman in Social Intelligence talks about mirror neurons. And he says that if you, you know, he says that the brain is the only organ in the body that is contagious. Like, for example, if your liver was in trouble today, Karen, I couldn't catch it. But if you were in a bad mood, I could. So mirror neurons allow for emotions to become contagious. So if you want your client to be clear, if you want your client to believe in their magnificence, you have to believe in their ability to be creative, resourceful, and whole. You have to believe the change is possible. You have to believe that coaching works. And you have to believe that you know how to facilitate and create the right conditions for coaching to occur. And if you do, I really can just, I'll say this for myself, Karen, it is true. I've been coaching now formally 8 years. I used to coach before that for many years inside an organization. And it's true, no matter, like you, no matter who comes to me, I just believe, like a child that's born, you look at that child with, they have every potential, who knows?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And this may sound a little silly actually, but you know, I think of Stevie Wonder, a Grammy Award winning artist who's blind. You know, you know, we can all achieve what we want to if we want to, and if someone believes in us, and if we apply ourselves. So I really feel strongly about this you know, this particular point about the brain. So our perception is driven by our hardwiring. This is important for the client to know. They've got to believe in themselves. They've got to believe it's possible for them to change. And you've got to believe in them and that it's possible to change. And we have to be able to help them self-identify or identify their self-limiting beliefs, that subconscious automatic stuff that says, well, I'm blind. How could I play piano? Or what have you?
Right.
So right. The fifth point about the brain is that, and this is the bad news, but there's some good news that comes after it. The bad news is that we cannot undo existing wiring in the brain. So unfortunately, you know, if you were socialized a certain way, X, Y, Z, whatever that is, it's there, baby, and you're taking it to your grave. You know, you can't undo it. But the good news, and this is point number six, is that creating new wiring is actually easy. It's easy to do. There are steps you can take. There is a recipe. It's not magic. A coach can work with you. You can work on yourself to create new wiring. And there's an absolute recipe for it, and I will give it to you based on how the brain works. And that when you do create new maps and you practice them over time, they become their new grooves, new tapes that get added in there in the suitcase. And then if you don't use the old tapes, the old wiring, it does atrophy. Think of the person who's addicted to smoking. I've had smokers, non-smokers, tell me after 20 years, once in a while they'll sort of forget and reach for a cigarette and then say, oh, wait a second, I don't smoke anymore. The wiring around smoking is still there.
Yeah.
It's just that the new wiring that they've been practicing for 6 years of being a non-smoker or 20 years of being a non-smoker is just newer. And it needs to keep getting exercised so the groove gets deeper. And the deeper and deeper it gets, it becomes more of the default instead of the older non-conscious wiring. And you know what I love about this? And you said this at the beginning, Karen. It's not our fault if our subconscious, it's our default. It keeps us alive. Thank God for our brain doing that. Like I said, can you imagine having to learn how to drive your car every morning to go to work? You couldn't live. Thank goodness it hardwires this stuff.
Exactly. I always say,
right?
You know, the way we are hardwired this way because without it, we could not create relationships. We could not belong to social groups. We could not function in our daily lives. So it is necessary for our brain to be doing this work for us.
Right.
We couldn't really have any connections without it. However, sometimes it trips us up, and that's really where coaching comes in.
Exactly. And I think the thing in coaching is that either the client comes to you and says, here's where I'm being tripped up, here's my dilemma. And sometimes coaches, all the time I think, coaches can also see, just because they have that special relationship with the client, to see the wiring that's tripping up the client that maybe they can't even see just yet. So we as a mirror can notice and with permission share with the client, I notice that when X happens, you do Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of wiring that somebody's not even aware. Oh, gosh, you're right. I do fly off the handle every time that happens. I might have a choice of doing something differently with a different result. Right.
Right.
So creating new wiring, how does one do it? That's the big $64,000 question. And I'll ask you to remember five letters, T-A-R-P-S, TARPS. And the recipe, T stands for time. You need to practice whatever it is over time. A is for attention. You really have to laser focus your attention on the new behavior, whether it's giving up smoking, whether it's going to the gym, learning math or coaching. I mean, you really have to focus and study and, again, devote time to it. R stands for repetition. It's like, you know, how do you get to Juilliard? Practice, right? So it's like learning golf, learning a bike. You've got to do it so many times. It's like coaching. That's why we log so many hours. So there's repetition. And P stands for positive emotion. Our brain actually retains information better when we get a positive acknowledgement tied to the learning. So, for example, we do this when we train dogs and children. We even have a potty dance for children. We have a good dog and a bone for, you know, for a dog we have bones and good dog and what have you. It's the same for our brain. Only we don't really give other humans acknowledgement. It feels almost false or weird because it's just not a cultural thing about going around congratulating each other and acknowledging each other all day long. But as coaches, we've really got to be mindful to acknowledge every step the client took in the positive direction, even if they took two steps back. Well, hey, you took that step. You tried 3 years ago. You wouldn't have even tried that.
Exactly. So we've got to lock in. Hold what the S stands for when we come back from break, because okay. I'm getting my producer saying, cut. So we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back. We are talking with Paulette Rayo this morning about the neuroscience of the brain, and we were just about ready to get to the S in TARP. So, Paulette, take it away.
Yeah, great. So the recipe for learning is time, attention, repetition, positive emotion. And the last piece is called self-directed generation. Now, I'll explain that. I'll define that for you. Self-directed generation, if you recall, we said earlier that memories and ideas are all stored across the brain in vast networks and maps. And the more associations a memory has, the easier it is to remember. So learners or coachees, when they take in information, if they can take it in a way that creates and encourages a lot of associations, it helps them deepen the learning. And the research shows that the key to optimizing learning occurs when someone's, well, not only motivated to understand, contextualize, and retain the information in their own way, but when they're then questioned about it, which is what we do as coaches, because that questioning triggers the retrieval of associated information, and it helps improve the long-term retention of whatever it is the person is learning. Also, asking your client to visualize situations in which they could use their new learning or their new habit or what it will look like when they have this, or when we ask them those wonderful vision questions of what would it be like to fit in those jeans from high school or whatever the case may be, really helps improve the learning as well. So self-directed generation means that the client takes responsibility for their own learning. Now, you facilitate it by asking questions, but we have to be mindful to activate by questions and visually and encouraging them and helping them to apply and associate with their learning in other areas. So it's really deep learning. It's not the kind of learning that in a year from now, it's like, you know, yeah, I guess I stopped biting my nails, Nick, last year, but I don't know. I sort of got back into it. So if you really want sustainable change, if you really want deep change, really get the coachee involved in it and go deep. Go deep. So the recipe is time, attention, repetition, positive emotion, and self-directed generation, which is where we come in as really key as coaches. So those are the insights about the brain that I personally find really help me do an effective job at helping people work through either their dilemma or reach their goals, whether it's in corporate America, where I do a lot of work, or whether it's personal and life coaching.
So this information is so excellent, and I just want to take a few minutes and let's just talk about it a little bit. You know, I always say this, you know, if you knew the way your brain worked, you could let yourself off the hook. And what I mean by that is if just deciding we want to do something worked, everyone would lose 10 pounds by February 15th every year. Because we all make that decision, we're going to lose weight as our New Year's resolution. And the first day we're good, second day we're good, the third day that donut looks great, and fourth day we're eating it. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot more to do with the way the brain works than willpower. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Actually, I'd like you to expound on that a little bit. So how do you deal with that with a client? Like, how do you explain that?
Well, I explain it this way. Our brains are created it creates an identity based on everything that we experience, everything that people tell us, our parents, our teachers, our clergy, our society, our culture, everything is just clumped together to make our identity. And that includes our bodies. So our brain wants to maintain our identity. So if we have been 10 pounds overweight for 10 years, that is part of our identity. Mm-hmm. And our brains want to maintain it.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of creating a strong, new, powerful, you could call it wiring, I call it vision. Mm-hmm. For how you want to live. And again, so yeah, you're fighting the hardwiring, for sure. It's there. It's not going to go away. But you can create new wiring about, I am now fit and eat foods that sustain my health and body and fitness. And over time, those grooves can get equally as deep. But over time, with time, attention, repetition, positive feedback, mm-hmm. and self-directed generation.
Yeah, and you know, when people go on diets and they focus on it and they lose weight, when they then take their mind off of it, what happens? Mm-hmm. We go back to that old groove very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so it is not something you're going to do for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It really becomes a new lifestyle, a new life right. pattern. That's the way we lay down new hardwiring. It does not happen in 2 weeks. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, Karen, you know, I just had an insight, and I think it's been in me all along, obviously, but it's coming out now. I'd like to share it with you.
Sure.
I think a lot of why, you know, there's a lot in the paper about how weight loss in America, all the programs aren't really working. There's a lot of recidivism, and it just doesn't work overall. It works temporarily for a lot of people, but not long-term for many. And they even say this in AA programs, et cetera. And I think part of the problem, if I could be so bold, is to say that coaches aren't leading those programs. If you go into a Weight mm-hmm. Watchers room, and I did years ago, I wanted to lose 20 pounds, it was all about the food, the calories, the weighing. It was about important stuff, Karen, but they never dealt with my brain. They didn't deal with my mindset. They didn't ask me about what is my vision for my future of myself. I never had anything I was really attached to. I didn't have the picture that the brain needs.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the reflective questioning to
really
help create that deep, then get strengthened going forward. It was always about the book and the calorie, you know? So yeah, you get tired of that. You put that aside. What happens? You're not connected to the vision.
I know. It's amazing. This has been a fantastic show. We have about 2.5 minutes left. We talked almost right to the end. Paula, please give us your information. How do we reach you? How do we take your classes?
Well, thank you. That's sweet. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. And yeah, if any of you feel that you would like to connect with me, there's a few ways you could do that. You could certainly write to me, which is paulette@truenorthresources.com. And or you could go to my website, truenorthresources.com. And I'd like to offer anyone that's on the call today, I'm going to give you a password. If you tell me that you were on this call today and would like to learn more about neuroscience, I am giving a class in that in January. Or if you'd like to learn about any of the topics where I give 90-minute classes, I'd be happy to give you a 10% discount as a listener of Karen Florence. So let's see. Let's make the password brain power. So if you write to me at paulette@truenorthresources.com and say brain power, I'd be really happy to give you a discount to any of my classes. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Twitter. And I love connecting with coaches. You guys are my peeps. So Karen, I'm so excited that I got to know you better today and really chat with you. And I'm really glad to have been of service. I hope I've been of service to your listeners. And if I can be of help in any way, you guys will let me know. Thank you.
It has been really wonderful having you on the show. Definitely we will be talking again in the future very, very soon. You've been listening to Karen Florence. Please check out our website. And you can find out any information you need about Paulette by going onto her website and just clicking on her name. It'll take you right to her website. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.